Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. According to the Justice Senate Administration, out of the 4,000 prisoners in Berlin, every fourth one is addicted to illegal drugs. In all detention facilities, imprisoned people are treated for addiction. Even though addicts have to face further legal consequences if they are caught, the smuggling of substances like cannabis, cocaine, and heroin is flourishing. Prisoners' cells are controlled on a regular basis, sometimes with sniffer dogs. Alone in the Tegel prison, 212 criminal complaints had to be filed, and since 2010, three prisoners died of an overdose. On Monday night, a 250-kilo World War II bomb was found at Innsbrucker Platz in Schöneberg. For the diffusion, 10,000 people had to leave their homes temporarily. A 450-officer-strong police force, 200 medics, and 50 firefighters supported the evacuation. The defusing started at 1 a.m. and lasted for about 30 minutes. Roads in the area and the S-Bahn had to be closed down during that time as well. The radio station Deutschlandfunk Kultur, which has studios in the evacuation zone, had to interrupt their broadcast as well. 3 months after the liberal mosque in Berlin was opened, founder Sadan Atish is still receiving murder threats and attacks from conservative Muslims and fundamentalists. They take issue that women and men are praying together and that the mosque welcomes people of all faiths, genders, and sexual orientations. About 200 criminal charges have been filed so far. Mrs. Atish has to be under constant police protection, but claims that speaking out instead of staying silent makes her, in a way, feel more free. She hopes that within 10 years, her model will spread across Europe. At 3 p.m. on Tuesday, the Bahnhof Südkreuz was under a complete lockdown because of an unattended backpack. No trains were allowed to enter the station between 3 and 4:15 p.m. until police could make sure the backpack imposed no threat. According to the Deutsche Bahn, further delays were expected until the schedule was back to normal. A spectacular real estate deal was closed on Monday. The Sony Center at Potsdamer Platz has been purchased by Oxford Properties, a Canadian pension fund. The size of the deal is 1.1 billion euro, a nice profit for the former owner, a South Korean fund, which bought the complex in 2010 for 572 million euro. The City of Berlin will receive no real estate transfer tax, as the deal has been constructed in a way that shares of the company that owns the Sony Center were sold, and not the real estate itself. The Sony Center was opened in 2000, with architecture resembling a giant tent made out of glass and steel, and has become a trademark site for Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.